Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Well, you know, Diesel, you and I, it's our job to prepare content, plan content, and generate response on this show. And sometimes we do a really good job of that, but sometimes we see things on the internet that make us think, huh, this is pretty interesting. And that's where I'm going in this segment. This is for South Carolina Gamecock fans. We want to hear from you at 844-326-3663. I will give credit where credit's due on this tweet that I saw from Inside the Gamecocks. It's at Inside Gamecocks on X. But first, before we get into that, Diesel, it is the Upset Picks Challenge. We need the Tolos. It's a reminder, the Upset Picks Challenge is open right now. We need your name, game, and spread. This is your final opportunity of the season to get your upset picks in. We got to get those numbers up.
Yeah, Tolos, 844-FAN-PHONE. A couple of Tolos have sent theirs in already. Let's see, JT and Greer is going UConn +9.5 over Army. JT, I feel like we should take away your citizenship for making that pick. Melissa gave me hers during the break. She's taking Penn State +3.5 over the Tigers. Joe DePisqua going UConn over Army. Clemson 83 is picking Memphis. Clemson 83, that was last week's pick. You got to make a pick for post-Christmas bowl games starting on the 26th and beyond. So that is a pre-Christmas pick. Can't pick those right now. You got to pick games after Christmas.
That's tragic. That's tragic. Make sure you're turning it on and leaving it on so you can hear the instructions. It's post-Christmas bowls, including the – actually, no, there are no CFP games as of yet.
They won't know who's going to be in.
That's right. All right, let's get into this. And again, I prefaced by saying, South Carolina fans, I want to hear from you. Phone lines are open. The stream, 88 Tolos watching on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. You can comment there. You can text the show. You can call the show. 844-326-3663. You can also send us a tweet at the Fan Upstate. Diesel's at Diesel on radio on X. I'm at the Cole Bryson. So, I saw this tweet earlier today, Diesel, and I thought, huh, this is interesting. I want to bring it to the air. I want to get your thoughts on it, Diesel, as well as the thoughts of Gamecock fans across the upstate. Was Ray Tanner the worst AD of all time for South Carolina when it comes to the hires that he made? That is a very loaded question, right? Was Ray Tanner the worst AD of all time? That's the question I ask. You say, Cole, why would you ask such a thing? Well, Inside the Gamecocks, Diesel did a great job of listing out the accomplishments, or what's the opposite of accomplishments?
Lack thereof.
Lack thereof.
Failures.
Failures. Okay. That makes it sound harsh, but you're right. Starting with football, these are all hires by Ray Tanner. Will Muschamp, 28-30. One bowl win. Shane Beamer, 33-30. One bowl win. In basketball, Lamont Paris, 56-53. He's almost 500. One NCAA tournament berth. By the
way, you got to think there's a good chance they're going to be sub 500 in his tenure
by the end
of the season. Won't take long.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. 19-35, by the way, in conference. And then you get to baseball. Chad Holbrook, which, to be fair, at the time was a great hire. Like, everybody wanted Chad Holbrook. He was 200-106, three NCAA tournaments. Mark Kingston, 217-155, four NCAA tournaments. We all know how that ended. And now Paul Maneri, 28-29, 6-24 in conference. Diesel, is it safe to say, and Gamecock fans want to hear from you as well, is it safe to say that Ray Tanner was the worst AD of all time for the University of South Carolina?
Without knowing South Carolina history,
yeah,
it seems as if Ray Tanner has found himself in a unique position where he's had to make a lot of coaching hires during his tenure, and it doesn't feel like he's been athletic director there for that long, though I'm sure a lot of Gamecock fans would say, oh, yeah, it does. It feels like he's been the AD for a long time. It begs the question, what were his qualifications? Why did Ray Tanner get the job? Loving the university is great, and maybe it means you're not going to leave for another higher-profile job at the first sign of opportunity. But what was the prerequisite for making him athletic director?
He was a good baseball coach, good fundraiser.
Is a coach a great administrator? I mean, that's the job. It's administration and fundraising. Just because you're a great coach doesn't mean you could do that.
So, Diesel, following his two national baseball championships, he became AD in July of 2012. He stepped down in September of last year, 2024, transitioned to a new role, right? He was AD for 12 years, and you said it. He did have to make a lot of hires. He did have to make some pretty serious hires as well. But when you look at the track record of these South Carolina coaches, and by the way, Dawn Staley was not hired by Ray Tanner. Dawn Staley was hired in 2008, and it was, I believe, Eric Hyman who hired Dawn Staley without looking. So Ray Tanner's not responsible for that. You go to football, where Will Muschamp was an epic failure, Diesel, coming from Florida. A lot of people at first thought Coach Boom could turn it around. And then Shane Beamer, he hired him right around 2020. COVID, a turbulent start, right? We all know how that start went. And then along the way, Shane Beamer's, he's figuring things out. He has some good season. He has some really good wins. But last year, 2025, this past season, if you will, one of the worst seasons in a long time for South Carolina. I believe Ray Tanner was good at a lot of things. When you
think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Talk about, Diesel, what the qualifications are for an athletic director. It's a broad umbrella, right? Mm-hmm. You know it. You've been around schools, programs. You went to App State. You know what an AD has to do. I think he was really good at a lot of those things, but it's hard to defend the hires that Ray Tanner's made. That's where I land. It's hard to defend those hires, you know?
And somebody, again, a South Carolina historian, could probably provide a little more information to this. When it was time to make these kinds of decisions, was Ray Tanner assured of himself and his ability to hire coaches? Because in theory, when you're a coach, you should be able to better identify another coach that has the it factor. But at what point do you have to say, hey, man, have you ever heard of a search firm?
Mm.
Like a company and a firm whose job it is to find you the right candidate for this job? And maybe you should take their recommendations, or should have taken.
Should have. Now,
right.
Of those, you can say, okay, Shane Beamer just made some crucial hires, right? At the offensive positions, three hires, running back, offensive line, and then you talk about the offensive coordinator. But these hires don't lie. And I'm going back now on Twitter to this original tweet because I was really shocked by some of the replies at first. There were a lot of replies to this tweet, as you know, as you can imagine. And again, I want to be fair to Ray Tanner here. Chad Holbrook, the hire of Chad Holbrook, I don't really count that as a slap on the wrist. Chad Holbrook, things did not work out. But we talk about it all the time with Alabama and Nick Saban. Nobody wants to be the guy that follows the guy. Chad Holbrook was the smartest hire across the country at that time. Like, everybody thought, great hire. They hit the home run. He was on staff. Ray Tanner, prodigy. Diesel, he was there. He was under Ray Tanner. He knows what to do. But guess what? Things didn't work out. Things actually ended really badly for Chad Holbrook. So I'm not going to say, like, that was a horrible hire. Mark Kingston, not good. Lamont Paris, is the jury still out? Or are we saying that this year could be it for Lamont Paris? You know,
I think it could be, because I mean, you look around that conference. How many new hires have come into these schools since Lamont Paris was hired, and are finding success? I mean, some of them, you know, sure, like Coach Cal going to Arkansas. I don't really count that one because he was already an elite head coach coming from an elite institution with a lot of money down there. That Tyson Chicken money down there at Arkansas, it's real. You know, but other schools in your conference have made hires with success since. So it's not as if to say the conditions just changed on him and he's having a hard time winning. No, other coaches are winning in this conference, so the excuse is gone.
I think, and I'm just looking at this tweet, Gamecock fans, we want to hear from you at 844-326-3663. Diesel, I believe that of those bad hires, and I'm not going to chalk Shane Beamer up to a bad hire quite yet, but I do believe that Paul Maneri's the worst of them. I think Paul Maneri's the worst hire that Ray Tanner made, and I'm not saying that Jeremiah Donati is going to be this hero. I think Jeremiah Donati's already done some really good things, especially on the fundraising side of things, Diesel. When you talk about the Blanchard deal and then on the coaching side, his connection with Kendall Briles, being able to help Shane Beamer get Kendall Briles to Columbia, $350 million stadium renovation. I think Jeremiah Donati is doing an incredible job. The jury's still out on, obviously, the Briles hire. But you just look at some of these hires, they haven't been meh, they've been bad. I think it's safe to say the Paul Maneri hire's the worst one he's made. Maybe you could argue that the Lamont Paris or Will Muschamp hire's worse, but I think I'm going to stand that Paul Maneri is the worst hire of them all. And I guess for me, Diesel, the jury still is out on Lamont. Will Muschamp was not good. He was 28-30 with one bowl win. That did not, you know, his success didn't translate to Columbia for whatever reason. But I just think when you look at the what Ray Tanner tried to do with Paul Maneri, trying to recreate this Spurrier feel, this Spurrier era by bringing an old guy in, right, that at one time was a living legend in the game. In the first year, that thing got off to a horrible start, and I'm not sure that it's going to get much better under Paul Maneri.
Yeah, it's still a head-scratcher to me. I mean, I don't know when Ray Tanner made his decision that he was going to exit stage left. I don't know if it was a good old boy hire. I don't know if it was a nepotism, hey, he's one of my buddies, and he's been interested in coming back. I mean, it's just a head scratcher. The fact that if you believe the storyline that, you know, they called Paul to consult and maybe give some ideas and vet some potential candidates, and they said, oh, well, we kind of like Paul. Why don't we just, if that's the best option you had available at the time, what is a 75-year-old man? I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Paul Maneri. He knows a lot more baseball.
He's old.
He's forgotten more baseball than I'll ever know. But come on, this is the modern era of college athletics. You could see the writing on the wall from a mile away that this was not going to hit the ground running and be successful. When Paul was elite at building a team culture based around a shared vision in a time when players were all splitting scholarships, the game has completely changed since he was the coach.
Yeah, and I'll say this. The last comment I have is I almost said a minute ago, Diesel, that, well, at least Ray Tanner hired Frank Martin, who was the most successful basketball coach in South Carolina history, to my knowledge, right? Frank Martin's tenure didn't end well, but Frank Martin was really good. But guess what? It wasn't Ray Tanner that hired Frank Martin. It was Eric Hyman that hired Frank Martin 2 months before Ray Tanner got the job. So it was a great hire by Hyman to bring Martin in. Things just didn't work out. But I'm telling you, when you look at the hire specifically, yeah, he fundraised. Yeah, he was a good guy. Everybody loved him. But Diesel, these hires, man, he was not hitting the nails on the heads for whatever reason. And this was a failure, and we'll see. The jury's still out on a couple of these.
Yeah, I think you can fundraise on being a good guy and likable and having a lot of passion for the university and its programs and its student-athletes and their experience. But eventually, wins and losses matter. And if you're not getting it done, you're just simply not getting it done. When we come back, Cole, the conversation that has to be had every year, and hey, we're coming down to the wire, man, 8 days until Christmas, is this particular gift an elite goated level gift, or is it just plain lazy and unimaginative? We'll talk about it next.